which thou hast set up. And if you jump over to verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word, praise God, and yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. You may be seated. Their own God. I want to talk about trusting God to guide you. Trusting God to guide you. You notice I didn't say trust in your money. I didn't say trust in your honey. I didn't say trusting your possessions. I said trusting God to guide you. As we are still in this first month of this new year, we stand today looking to see the road ahead. Some of us want a new job. Some of us may want to purchase a new home. Some may be looking at getting married and taking on a family. Some may be looking to move, praise God, and settle down elsewhere. So as we look down this road called life, we cannot see far. Amen. And without God's wisdom, we will not see with clear understanding. For at best, we expect to experience beyond our present horizon some complex, difficult, and confusing turn in the road that will test our highest knowledge and deepest commitment. No doubt, for some of us, there will be hills to climb, praise God, and bumpy sections in the road. Amen. Some may be asking, how will we fare? A lot of young people like to ask, how will we fare? Do we have any assurance that we can safely and successfully make it to where we want to go? The words in our text say we can make it. Amen. You see, we can make it victoriously if we just trust God. That word trust just simply means, according to what dictionary you look at, assured reliance on the character, the strength, a truth of someone or something. It is the basic of reliance. I'm talking about a faith, a hope, confident hope. And of course, trusting God, excellent watchword for this year. They are a battle cry for testing times. They are comfort and strength for our uncertainty. They are a sufficient substitute for roadmap, even though our eyes cannot detect the turns, the stops, the difficulties, or the pleasures that lay ahead. So what is Solomon? I'm talking about the wisest man in the Bible, with the exception of Jesus Christ, is telling us when he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. He goes on to say, in all thy ways, not some of them, acknowledge him. And if we do those things, he said that he shall direct thy path. You see, he's telling us two things, amen, from this text. First of all, he is saying that God can guide us in our everyday living. Turn to the person that's sitting to the right or the left of you and say, God can direct, praise God, and guide you in your everyday living. Yeah, you see, every decision, every action, and in every development of our lives, God will direct our path. Amen. You see, the analogy of a road builder and a maintenance chief is suggested in that word direct. Listen at what he says. He said, he shall direct thy path. You see, the road builder and the maintenance chief assures that we as builders travel to a desired destination on the road that is built and maintained. Yeah. Amen. I just want you to allow your minds just to think about a highway. You see, research tells us that the Hebrew language contains several words for road or path, including words that refer to a highway, a way, a narrow path, a broad path, a trodden path, and what is called a customary path or road. You see, the word path in our text refers to the customary or usual, praise God, path or road that people take. In other words, you can even throw the word habitual path in that, meaning that God relates to us as road builders and maintenance chiefs in the customary or day-to-day travels of our lives. Oh, I'm going to make it plain. Amen. You see, in other words, God cuts the road straight and keep it useful. That is what is meant by the promise that he says, and that he shall direct thy path. You see, we as builders can get where we ought to because our Lord Jesus is available to prepare the way. Amen. You see, he is active in all of our lives. Yeah. Amen. If you are a born-again believer, Jesus is active in your life. Yes, sir. Right now. Yes, sir. How can I tell? The Hebrew writer tells us at Hebrew chapter 13, verse 5. He said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And if he's not going to leave us, if he's not going to forsake us, that means that he is going to be directly involved with everything that we do. Praise God. You see, our earthly journey, amen, we may not see the road builder, amen, and the maintenance chief doing every mile traveled, praise God, but we do not move an inch without their help. How many of y'all can attest to that? How many of y'all have gotten on the highway and you've drawn, you didn't see the maintenance builder, you didn't see the person who built the road, but praise God, you have confidence, amen, that the road is going to take you where you are going. Amen. That's in this life that we live. We when we do that, praise God, and we do not move an inch, amen, without knowing that the road is intact. I just found out, I shared it on the Sunday school this morning, a whole section of Highway 1 there in California. Yeah. I mean, it just, from the ocean and the erosion, everything, I mean the whole thing that collapsed. Yeah. Praise God. Can you imagine anybody traveling on that road? Amen. Not knowing that the road was out. Thinking that they were going one place. And they'll probably end up somewhere else. So we see those things in our earthly travels. Sometimes we may see the highway maintenance crew. And sometimes we don't. Amen. We just see the evidence that they have been there. Oh yeah, I'm going to make it clear. I know y'all, somebody suddenly said, where is he going with this? Oh, I'm going. See, in our spiritual journey, the road builder and the maintenance chief, and y'all know who he is, praise God, which is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know through faith and trust that he is there with us all the time. Amen. You see, the God who can guide us does, because he is personally involved with us on every inch of our journey. Amen. If you are born again believing here this morning, amen, he is involved with you in every inch of your journey. Amen. Look what the psalmist says, Psalms 32, verse 8. The psalmist says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shall go. Amen. And look, this is what I like about it. And he said, I will guide thee with my eyes. Yeah. Oh, y'all want y'all to think about that for a minute. Yeah. You see, with these two, I can only see so far. With this pair, I can see a little bit farther. With this pair, I can see a little bit clearer. Yeah. But when I got his eyes, when I got his eyes leading me, praise God. Let me tell you something, Deacon Robinson, his eyes can see further than ours. I may not be able to see no more than maybe 100 yards or maybe a mile down the road. But guess what? His eyes can see further than what my eyes can see. Amen. He knows when the bumps are going to be in the road. He knows when I'm going to have a hill to climb. He knows when I'm going to have some trouble in my life. And by him, with his eyes that are continually watching out for me, as that road chief, praise God, he'll be able to work it out, praise God, by the time I get there. It may be a couple years down the road, but praise God, when I get there, amen, he's already worked that thing out. Yeah, look, Psalms 48, verse 14. He said, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will guide, he will be our guide even until death. Amen. I'm here to tell you that we have one that will guide us. Praise God. He'll take us from earth to glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he is the road builder and he is the maintenance chief and he has laid out the way.
Yeah.
Praise God for us. All we have to do is trust him.
Yeah.
Praise God. Another writer, y'all know him, Isaiah. Isaiah 58 verse 11 just simply says these words. He says, the Lord shall guide thee continuously.
Yeah.
Amen. He's not going to walk with you for a little while and drop you off.
Yeah.
Amen. See, some of these so-called friends will do that.
Yeah.
But he says that he will lead you and he shall guide you continuously. Amen. In other words, he guides us in our everyday living. He is personally involved in our everyday life. And I like that. I don't know about you all. I don't call him nosy. Praise God. I don't call him meddling because he is the one that's trying to make sure, not trying, that's going to make sure that I get to my destination. And so I'm glad that I have a guide who will guide me in every day of my living. But not only that, I believe Solomon is saying that God can guide us, but there are three conditions which determines his guidance. It's all in the text. I had to rearrange the way Solomon puts it, but it's all there. Praise God. The first condition that he says, it says that that we must acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to acknowledge him.
Yeah,
you got to acknowledge him. You see, in my mind, we must acknowledge him before we can trust him.
Yeah, before we can trust.
Acknowledging him lets me know that I know something about him.
Yeah.
And if I can acknowledge him and I know something about him, then guess what? I can put my trust in him.
Yeah.
Amen. That means in all the steps of our journey, praise God, we must see to it that we acknowledge God as our guide. I know those young minds out there, they are curious minds. And one of them might be asking the question, amen. And they say, how do we acknowledge God as our guide? I don't know which one of y'all young people said that, but I know one of y'all asking that question. Amen. How in the world we can acknowledge God as our guide? Well, if you go to John chapter 16, verse 13 lets us know. Look what John writes. He's writing the words of Jesus. He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Yeah.
Amen. I read that particular verse of scripture, and I wanted to look at it in the New Living Translation.
Yeah.
This is how the New Living Translation translates John chapter 16, verse 13. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. Now, this is what I like, this last phrase. He will tell you about the future. You see, we talking about somebody that's going to guide you. We have somebody that knows what the future holds. None of us in here today know what the future holds. In fact, I don't believe there's a person in here. Amen. You may have on your mind what you're going to be doing tonight. You may have on your mind what you're going to do tomorrow. But praise God, there is no certainty to that. But we serve a God. He knows the future. Amen. He knows the future. Amen. And all he is exact, he and that comes only through that Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why I believe I've mentioned this the third week in a row that I've mentioned that we must, praise God, don't let anybody tell you that you don't need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
Don't let nobody ever tell you, praise God, that you don't need that Holy Spirit, because if you are a born-again believer, when you ask Jesus to come into your life, that's what you're asking him. You're asking the Spirit to come into your life, because it's the Holy Spirit that's going to lead you and is going to guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit, which is God's representative on earth, he will guide us. Praise God. All we have to do is acknowledge him. How can you expect the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you when you say you don't even believe in it? Come on, folks. Get that. Right? You got to have the Spirit of God leading and directing you. You see, I don't know about you, but there, as maybe some of you all have experienced what I'm getting ready to talk about, have there ever been any times in your life, amen, when you saw somebody that you knew, you met them and they were in a deep conversation with somebody and you passed by them and you spoke to them, amen, and they didn't even acknowledge you?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to any of y'all? This has happened to me a lot of times, praise God. And what do you do when that happens? Praise God. Most of the times we'll just smile. There's two ways I can answer that. If you are a mature Christian, praise God, you will just smile, praise God, and then maybe walk on by. You may speak again. You may even tap them on the shoulder, praise God, because it's not that they're trying to slight you. They were just not acknowledging your presence at that time, praise God. And not that they were trying to be messy, praise God. See, because that has happened even in my own family. And if it can happen in our relationships, praise God, with friends and family members, guess what? It surely can happen in our relationship with God.
Yeah.
Amen. What am I trying to say? You see, sometimes we, as born-again believers, we as people traveling this road, sometimes we get preoccupied.
Yeah.
Amen. And we may miss his guidance.
Yeah.
So if we have God's guidance, which is nothing but the word of God, praise God, we must pay attention to him with faith that is alive and expectant, and not just in special moments of devotion and prayer. In other words, we are to acknowledge him in all our ways, in the days and at night, at work and at play, in rest and in worship, in relationships and when we are alone. Therefore, God guides us if we acknowledge him. And my brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you that we are to acknowledge him today for what he is, for who he is, and what he can, in fact, do for us. But the second condition, in order to acknowledge in him, we have to put our trust in him. Yeah, I gave you the definition of that word trust a little earlier. which is an assured reliance on the character, the strength, truth of someone or something. I'm talking about a basic reliance of faith and hope. And our text tells us to trust in the Lord. Yeah. Amen. With all our heart. Yeah. Praise God and lean not to our own understanding. Yeah. Amen. You see, we must trust him. I'm talking about trust him in the hours of special needs when there is no one else to trust. Yeah. Amen. Can I say that again? Yeah. Amen. Some of those times when you are lonely, amen, you got to trust in him. Some of those times, praise God, when you feel that you are all alone, amen, you got to trust in him. There are times when we may be in the midst of 100,000 people, but praise God, we feel as though we are all by ourselves. But guess what? We have to continue to trust in him. Praise God. Not only in those special hours, we have to trust in him. Job said these words. Amen. Y'all know the words of Job. Job chapter 13, verse 15. Job had gone through a lot. He did. But guess what Job said? He said, though he slay me, praise God, yet will I trust him. I'm trying to tell you something this morning. I'm trying to help somebody. You may be going through some stuff today. You don't even know why it happened. You don't even know how it happened. But keep your trust in him. Praise God. Because he said, I will. He made a promise to us. He said that I will direct your path. You see, we have to trust him when we are called upon to do some unique assignment which we feel that we are insecure, are inadequate of doing.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we thank you for all who've gathered here on this Sunday morning. And now, Lord, we've come for no purpose but to lift up and worship your holy name. And so we ask that you just allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. And then, Lord, grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. Again, we want to thank God just for allowing us to be here. We didn't have to be here, but by his grace and mercy, He allowed us to still be here. Amen. A portion of health and strength and in our right mind.